Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-Commerce Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping seven and eight-figure e-commerce brand owners build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And today on the show, doing something a little bit different, which I'll explain in more detail in just a second in a different clip or in the main clip, but has to do with looking at a brand, doing a brand breakdown, and stepping outside of our normal store owner slash marketing heads to understand the customer life cycle and purchasing journey and how it's often different than maybe we imagine it. So hope you enjoy it. Hope you get some takeaways. Let me know if you like it and hope to do more of these in the future. And with that being said, let's jump right in. The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by Fulfill.io. I found in my studies of hundreds of e-commerce stores that operational efficiency is far more important than almost anything else in terms of determining your success. And that's why you should take a look at Fulfill. It's the only cloud ERP designed to help you efficiently and, most importantly, profitably scale your eight and nine figure brand. It does that through helping you identify operational bottlenecks that you can solve, providing better forecasting and supply chain planning and PO management, and also leveraging their powerful warehouse management system, which results in fewer mispicks for better customer experience. They're the highest rated ERP in our community, not NetSuite, not Scubana or Odoo, but Fulfill. So start focusing on growing profitably and check them out at ecommercefuel.com/Fulfill. The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by OneClick Upsell, the largest and most popular upsell app in the Shopify marketplace, trusted by over 11,000 users, over 1,900 Shopify Plus stores. Man, it is hard to get people to your store these days, whether you're doing organic or whether you're trying to get down in the muck that is Facebook ads these days with the disaster that has become. You want to take advantage when people actually show up. And if you give people a chance, one in six will spend more money with you if you send them a personalized, targeted, relevant upsell offer, which is what one-click upsell makes it super easy to do. You can do it pre-purchase, post-purchase, give them lots of different options. It makes it incredibly easy. And they've helped store owners generate over $200 million in additional revenue. So if you want a slice of that, and you want to get started, you can get started really quickly with them in just a few minutes. Get your first upsell up and running. Check them out at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Hey, it's Andrew here. Hope you're all well. And I want to do something today that I found interesting. I found myself today with a brand that was nowhere on my radar, but even an hour and a half ago. And within the course of about 25 minutes, took me from no awareness, to interest, to on their website, to shopping, to purchase. And I'm a very non-impulse buyer. So I thought that was interesting. I thought it'd be interesting to kind of step out of the store owner role and the marketing role and step into the shopper's role. Cause it's so easy for us to forget that, how the funnel actually plays out in real life. I thought there were some insights for me and hopefully there'll be a few for you. So I wanted to take you down that journey, what they did well, how they were able to do that, and maybe some of the things they could have done even better. Also would love to do more kind of brand breakdowns, as we'll call these in the future, to really to dive into some of these things. So story starts, it's about noon, I'm hungry, leave the office, my backyard kind of home office, go into the kitchen in my house and stop along the mailbox. As I'm walking back, I'm flipping through the mail, mostly junk mail, and I get this folder or this little flyer. It says Heart and Soil, and the tagline at the top is Unlock the Power of Organs, which is super weird, creepy headline, kind of Silence of the Lambs-esque a little bit. If you're listening just to the audio version of this, I've got a video as well that I'll link up in the notes. But yeah, so I look at this, and to be honest, it's not very well designed. I mean, it's not awful, but it's pretty basic. This is not going to win any graphic design awards. Picture the founder, picture someone holding supplements, and these are nutritional supplements made out of beef liver and other types of organs, other types of animal organs. And not just any animals, but like really healthily grazed, naturally grazed animals. So anyway, I'm looking through it and reading it a little bit, but walk inside, throw it on the counter, start making my lunch, not thinking about it anymore. And then I've got my lunch and I'm heading outside. I don't have my phone or anything to read. And I look down on that counter and there's the, that flyer again. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll just grab it and see, how they're doing this. Or for some reason, it attracted my interest. And I think maybe a small part of this too is they caught me, I just turned 40, existential crisis birthday, right? Been thinking more and more, it's important to me to stay active. How can I stay active and healthy as I, start to get a little older? And so very much in that frame of mind, my supplements actually, like my daily vitamin had actually run out about a week ago. So this was very kind of in the back of my mind. So I grab this, go down, I grab a laptop, not my normal laptop, but I grab kind of a laptop in the house, sit down, start to eat. And as I do this, I look at the website. I don't even go to the website. I just type in Heart and Soil into Google. I don't click on their sponsored ad because that's, try not to be a horrible person as a marketer. Go to their organic, click through here. Anyway, so from an attribution standpoint, this looks like I'm organic traffic. This is not organic traffic. It's more either direct traffic or probably, you know, direct mail that was triggered the direct traffic. But the attribution there is already broken, right? So anyway, I'm looking around the site. And the first thing I did was I just spent probably 2 or 3 minutes in my mind. I'm like, what is this brand about? They sell supplements, but like, what is the deal behind their supplements? Who are they? Are they sketchballs? Are they credible? So they have some testimonials at the front here, one from the brand owner, a doctor who, I mean, this sounds really lame, but I mean, it actually does. The fact that he's a doctor makes it a little more credible in my mind. You have another doctor and a UFC fighter who talk about it. But if you look carefully, they're not even talking the testimonials. They say organs help you achieve optimal health and nutrient-rich organs transform how you look and feel. Nothing about the actual product. It's the category, which is kind of interesting. So I'm shopping through, going down, and getting a feel for the brand. They're 10%, like they have a pop-up that comes up. Let's see if I can trigger it here. I still can't remember the website. Heartandsoil.co. See, they're a .co. Anyway, so kind of interesting. Doing none of this for the website unless I have to. So they did have a pop-up for using Incognito now to try to trigger their pop-up because it came before. And anyway, I'm just looking around the website trying to get a vibe for them here. So here's our pop-up. Join the tribe and get 10% off your first purchase. I closed this right out of the gates. Although I did see I'll pay full price. And while it didn't stop me, and I know that's like a super cheesy thing a lot of people do, it did give me a little bit of pause before I stopped it. And I was like, yeah, I can come back later. Anyway, so I closed that. And so I probably spent 3 or 4 minutes just looking at the Our Story page, some of their tutorials. I clicked into their Our Story. It's got a picture of a bunch of active people here talking about the ancestors who ate kidneys and lived actively into their 70s, which I'm not sure I'd buy. That seems slightly a little exaggerated. But point being, I spent a lot of time getting to know who they were and their story first before I started being interested at all in their products. So after a few minutes, I'm like, okay, well, let's start looking what they have to offer here. And I went into, I think this is really smart. All of their products, when you go up to health goals, they're very great about tying in. They're not focused on products, they're focused on what you want to achieve. So under their health goals, they have energy for one. So if I click on energy, it brings up all of the products that they have that are optimized around energy, which is super cool. And then if you actually click over to shop, all of their filtering on the left-hand side, their filtered nav, 100% of it is about your health goals. There's zero size, there's zero names of product, number of count of tablets, none of that. It's all, hey, are your health goals related to energy or heart health or mood or any of that kind of stuff? So that I thought was really smart. And you can check off like 5 or 6 of them and it will give you the supplements that support all those. The other thing I thought was really interesting on this, as I'm scrolling through, a couple of things stood out on the product description page. One, if I want to, like, let's say, you know, let's do this beef organs one, which is the one I ended up buying. They've got little on the product picture on the category page. They have an arrow, so you can actually, without having to jump into the product, you can come through and learn a bunch more about it. So it's going to tell me right away, picture, I go through again, I'm still on the category page, but it pages over in a little box. It gives me 6 bullets about the product, improve nutrition, absorption, increase your energy, improve your mood. It goes through, shows me the ingredients, shows me the key nutrients here, how to use it, directions on how to use that, and a testimonial that comes across. So, and that's all within just the little box of the product page. That was cool. I use that a lot. And then there's also a massive, as I'm scrolling down the category page still, and this is, if you're listening, this is a standard category page, you know, a grid, like three products across. You can scroll down for a while. They have testimonials, massive testimonials that are in this, you know, that take the place of a product that are just in your face and, you know, really, really compelling. And so they're hitting me again with these testimonials. So at this point, I'm interested. Okay, I'm ready. ready to do this. And so I started checking through the health goals on the left side. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try these. These are, what's the worst thing that can happen here? I guess I could die and get poisoned by some awful organ, but seems the credibility is there. And this is something I wanted to do. So I click through into this beef organs one and I come to the page and their product, I spent very little time on their product page. Maybe 30 seconds. Their product page isn't that good. They had sold me already on their homepage and the credibility and on their category page, because they already had a lot of information. I could kind of almost in like a little on so much information before the category page, I was pretty much sold here. And their product page isn't very good, to be honest. The products are super uninspiring. The product pictures, rather. They have no lifestyle images, but they didn't need it because they already sold me before the product page. So they have a subscription thing going on here. And so subscribe now. They give 10% off for subscribing, but I don't want to subscribe. I hate subscribing. I don't want to forget about this. So I click the buy once button, $52. And I have, here's another thing on the idea, like $52 seems a little high to me, but I have no idea what this product costs or should cost. Like I have zero idea how much. I also don't even know how many tablets are in this. I think there's 180 actually. So now I'm looking at it. And you're supposed to take six a day, which seems kind of like horse medicine. But point being, on a pricing perspective, that seems rich, but it didn't stop me given the quality that it felt like the product was, or at least the fact that it was, you know, they also had some in my browsing earlier, they had some comments about how this was, their products were reviewed by some, I don't know, some kind of super healthy agency that audited them, all this kind of stuff. Oh, so here if we scroll down, there's actually a bunch of, yeah, here we go. This is it. So I guess our product page was a little more helpful than I remembered. Informed Sport Certified. Our products meet the highest quality standards possible for vitamins and supplements. They're tested by Informed Sport, a globally recognized substance testing certification program. Okay, so you scroll down there. But this is another thing too. I didn't realize as a shopper that there was really even that much below the fold. I saw a couple testimonials. I see their product picture, the add to cart, some testimonials. And it took me a while to realize there's a ton more below here. Didn't even realize it. Hey, it's Andrew here with a quick aside. If you're listening to this episode and enjoying it, then I've got to tell you about our private community for 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brands. The secret sauce, as the name implies, is that everyone inside, we vet everyone to make sure they have real-world experience running an e-commerce brand and struggle with the same kind of things that you do if that's the position you're in. And why is that important? Well, it means you get fast, on-point answers to your most important questions. So if you've got somebody that HR issue and you're worried about letting someone go, but you're worried about a lawsuit or you're trying to figure out the best ERP to implement or maybe you're trying to understand marketing techniques, you can post a message to our form and get answers within hours, sometimes minutes, from experts who know this stuff. You get to plug into an amazing network of e-commerce entrepreneurs worldwide across the United States and the globe that you can connect with when you're traveling for meetups and get invites to member-only events like ECF Live. And then finally, you can avoid costly hiring and software mistakes by tapping into our review directory of over 10,000 reviews for agencies and e-commerce software tools. I mean, it's really hard to find unbiased reviews online right now. So often they're either paid for or they're affiliate links. All of our reviews are completely unbiased. So when you go down the road of hiring a new ad agency or looking for that new, you know, ERP software, you have a lot more confidence that you're not going to be wasting the next 3 or 4 months of your life on an expensive project. So if that sounds interesting to you, come join us. You can learn more and apply ecommercefuel.com, and we'd love to have you inside. All right, let's get back to the discussion. Okay, so at this point, I'm ready to go. Okay, this looks good. I'm going to add to cart. And then I had a discount code that came up. So I'm on the checkout page, or at least the cart page. And at this point, so check this out. This is the flyer that they sent. You see that huge thing, even though the text is messed up, one of the massivest, the biggest things on the flyer that I got in the mail says 10% off. There is a enormous half page sign here. Half of one of the pages says receive 10% off using this code. I feel like an idiot saying this in retrospect, but I did this, obviously. Other people do this, I'm sure. I completely forgot that I had that code that was mailed to me, even though it was slapping me in the face. And I thought, oh, I should go back to the homepage and get their 10% off coupon. And so I went and did that. And so when I went and did that, it popped back up and I had to go to incognito and kind of enter in my email. But what I thought was interesting was I entered my email and then they also asked me for my phone number. And I would have got it either way. I think they sent it, you know, they sent the coupon code either way. But because I wasn't sure if I would get it, I wasn't sure if I had to just provide both, I provided both my email and my phone number. So they were able to get both of those from me. So two lessons. One, you should be asking for both of those things. And the other lesson is people, I at least in a minimum, am dumb and have a terrible memory. I'm guessing a lot of other people forget completely. So from an attribution standpoint, the entire thing that kicked off this whole thing was a piece of direct mail, like 100%. And I almost went and opted, you know, there's no way they would have known about that ever. There's no way you would have known about that ever. So whether it's direct mail, whether it's Facebook ads, the ways that people shop are just, it's so much more disjointed than I think we think. Another thing is I moved from my laptop in the backyard eating my lunch to browsing the website to coming into back to my office on my work laptop, my work machine. And that's where I finished the journey to come to the website really quickly, buy the product and go through. So anyway, kind of interesting. So I've got this. I'm ready to go. I apply the code. I tried to apply the code. And one other thing on the code front, the first code didn't work because they used a zero instead of an O, or they used an O and I thought it was a zero. Why? There should be some international ban on using zeros and O's in any kind of password or code or authentication code or anything. So anyway, I figured that out pretty quickly, but you know, something is definitely a roadblock for people purchasing. So I get the code, get it applied, all this kind of stuff, and I proceed to check out. So clicked on the go through the checkout, and I'm actually not going to do that live here just for address and credit card and things like that. But for the checkout, the only thing that bothered me in the checkout was that they charged me shipping on a $50 supplement that's super small. That did not stop me from buying, but that really annoyed me. And to be honest, it really killed a little bit of the brand affinity that I had for them. And they had a little, you know, they had a little thing. I think if we go back to here, we go back to the cart, they have a little, you know, spend $68 more to get free US shipping. I'm spending $50 on tiny little vials of vitamins, and you want me to spend $110 to get free shipping for this tiny stuff that's probably going to cost you $3 or $4? That annoyed me a lot. Kind of interesting that, I don't know, maybe it's the right move for them, but maybe not, because it left a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth. Not enough to not do the transaction, but enough to still be thinking about it, you know, 10 minutes later. So, and it's not even the money, right? Like, I think the shipping ended up being $12, which is, again, kind of rich for a small, unless these things weigh as much as uranium, which I'm guessing they don't. But it was slightly obnoxious. Then they also, after I checked out, pretty straightforward, went through, it was Shopify. They had a Shop Pay option. I clicked on that, entered my 6-digit code, was through checkout really quickly. So that was pretty standard. They had a 20% referral, like refer your friends and save 20% off at the end. I closed that, wasn't interested in that. And then finally their ordered email that you can see here. Pretty standard. Thanks for your order, Andrew. Actually made me laugh. We threw steaks on the grill. We bumped fists. Bill Withers sang a lovely day from the speakers in the corner. Even Doug, our lead packer, smiled. And Doug never smiles. Man, sounds familiar. Longtime listeners and forum members may know where that kind of came from. Kind of funny though. We had a similar email at Red Channel Radios, but we also got some inspiration from Derek Sivers at CD Baby, who had a very kind of fun and cheeky confirmation email. But I mean, point being, they've got a good anime gift. Their communications are not boring and normal. They stand out, which is cool. Anyway, so big lessons from this to start to wrap up. I think, you know, how they hooked me. I said this before, but they appealed to a goal or a deeper desire that I had. They didn't have to manufacture, oh, hey, I want this widget. Like, there was something I was already thinking about. So meeting me where I was massive. They got my attention with direct mail, because I gave this more attention than I've given probably most digital things, 90% of the digital things, 98% of the digital things that came across my desk or my inbox. And even if it was a shotgun approach, it worked. I have no idea how the CPAs worked out on that. Or maybe it wasn't, I'm not sure. The testimonials were so good, and that really sold me. And there weren't even on a lot of them, like, you know, these testimonials, maybe maybe I'm totally naive here, but looking at the ones on their flyer, Roderick, no last name, no age, no picture, All it has is the product that he used, Roderick, and then beef organs in parentheses. Same thing, Zoe, Stephen D. Oh, we have a last initial there for a last name. Very, very confidence inspiring. But the point being, I didn't spend a ton of time, you know, psychoanalyzing the testimonials, but they helped because they were everywhere. So the testimonials are helpful. A great website that instilled trust. I did zero scientific research before this purchase. I did zero going to ChatGPT and saying, or the web or whatever it was, and saying, are liver supplements actually helpful for you? Zero, which is kind of embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. But, you know, the website and the testimonials sold me. I probably should do some research before I actually start popping these in my body, but it got me to the checkout. What they could have done better, like I said before, the shipping hurt. I think sometimes we like to think about, oh, hey, this A-B split, I'm making more money from shipping. And I'm a huge proponent of raising prices. If you've listened to more than about 3 episodes, you know that. But I do think sometimes leaving a little bit on the table, especially if you're charging $15 to ship washers and people pay it, even if they pay it, I mean, are they going to come back again? Maybe not. So anyway, thinking about that, where are you making money but trading, losing brand equity? I think is an important question. The coupon code, get rid of those zeros, get rid of those O's. They're confusing. And I think the biggest one is just attribution is crazy. I think we think about it a little bit, but not to the extent here where direct, for me to buy this, it involved direct mail. It involved 2 laptops. It involved me getting a discount code through email and SMS, even though I had a flyer. It was all over the place, different sessions. So I don't know what the answer is there. I mean, obviously there's lots of attribution modeling tools out there that can help. To what extent, you know, they would help for something like this, I'm not sure, but the journey that people have is much more than just, you know, there's a whole process that's we know intellectually, but I think when you go through it as a person, you're like, oh my goodness, this is totally different. And I need to think about it this more. Anyway, hope this was interesting, a little different. I'm going to try to do more of these in the future again. So if there's a brand you'd like me to go through and kind of do a brand breakdown on, let me know at @udarian on Twitter. Andrew at ecommercefuel.com is the email address. You can drop me a line or let me know some other way, or the contact us page on the website, ecommercefuel.com. So thanks so much for listening, and well done, heart and soil, for earning yourself a new customer.
Given you've made it to the end of the episode, there's a pretty good chance you're fairly serious about this e-commerce stuff, which is why you should check out the e-commerce fuel community. It's a vetted, vibrant community for 7- and 8-figure brand owners. And joining gives you access to a lively discussion forum for experienced founders sharing insights and getting help, access to our library of over 20,000 member reviews on everything from agencies to tech to lawyers to all the things that, you know, founders are making hiring decisions or purchasing decisions on to run their business, and invites to member events throughout the year. So if that sounds interesting, you can apply for membership and learn more at ecommercefuel.com. Big thanks to One-Click Upsell from Zipify Apps. Rapidly increase your AOV by offering targeted high-converting upsells. You can get started with them at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. And also to Fulfill.io, an ERP designed specifically to streamline complex e-commerce businesses and the highest rated ERP among our community members. Learn more at ecommercefuel.com/fulfill. Thanks so much for listening. Work hard, adventure often, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
This is the ASY Radio Network, live from New York.